Today, I'm talking to Jamie Cole, who's just had his first recipe book published. Jamie, thanks for coming along to talk about your experience of writing your book, My Kitchen Recipes.
You're welcome, and thanks for mentioning the title.
What made you want to write the book?
I was working for a food magazine, not as a writer, but as a tester of recipes. You know, trying out recipes to check they work before printing them in the magazine. I'd always enjoyed creating my own recipes at home, not necessarily with great results. But my job gave me an in-depth knowledge of how and why recipes work, and I felt sure I could write something people would want to buy. My co-worker, Allison, said, "Jamie, it's not worth it." But I went ahead anyway.
So as a first-time writer, was it easy to get a book deal?
I couldn't have been luckier, to be honest. The usual approach involves hiring an agent to try and get you a contract with a publisher of recipe books. But I talked to my editor at the food magazine about the concept for my book, and she was so impressed she put me in touch with a publishing company straight away. I was really grateful to her.
That was lucky. Was it hard to sit down and write a whole book of recipes?
Well, I'd already done most of my research, which made the actual writing process shorter. It was hard sitting at a desk typing on my computer for hours. And because I had to try out each recipe several times as a kind of quality check, I was forever making trips to the supermarket to restock my fridge and cupboard. That was the toughest thing, because I found it so monotonous. And I was always impatient to get back to my kitchen, where I'm happiest.
And since the launch, you've been signing copies of your book in bookstores.
Correct. It's been absolutely great meeting some of the people who bought my book. They're quite curious and want to know all kinds of things about the book. A frequent question is, have the photos been altered to make the finished dishes look more attractive? The answer is no, by the way. Nobody's asked me yet how much of the book price I receive, and I'm still waiting for the day when someone asks whether I wrote all 175 recipes in my book myself.
Your book's outselling many titles by famous chefs. Why do you think that is?
Good question. When you walk into a bookstore or look online, there's literally thousands of titles to choose from, ranging from beginner-level recipes to advanced techniques for semi-professionals. I guess I avoided using ingredients that are hard to find in food stores and focused on tasty meals that busy individuals can put together in a hurry.
Interesting. Jamie, do you have any advice for someone who's considering writing a recipe book?
Whether you're a full-time chef or someone who loves to make cookies on the weekend, if you have enough recipes for a book, I'd say go for it. But I'd also say concentrate on what you do best. You might be a pastry chef or an expert in Japanese cuisine, for example. You also have to know what you're doing in the kitchen, like how to use a knife properly. But you can teach yourself these essential skills, which is much less bother than signing up for cookery classes.
That's great advice. So, what's next for you?
I have so many ambitions and plans. My schedule for next year is looking really busy. I'm filming a 10-part TV series in my own kitchen. I'd love to do a big trip, maybe around Asia, to get inspiration for my next publications, but that won't be possible yet. One thing I'm about to launch is Jamie's blog, so that I can let people know what I'm doing and get more feedback on my recipe book. That's really important.
Good luck, and I'm sure we'll all be looking out.